A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 21 to 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever accepts and keeps my commandments is the one who loves me. If they love me, they will also be loved by my Father. I too shall love them and show myself clearly to them." Then Judas, not the Iscariot, asked Jesus, "Lord, how can it be that you will show yourself clearly to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered, "If anyone loves me, they will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with them. But if anyone does not love me and does not keep my words, then these words that you hear are not mine, but the Father's who sent me. I have told you all this while I am still with you. From now on, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of all that I have told you." And this is the Gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel from John is very fitting for the feast of Catherine of Siena. Catherine was born in Siena in 1347 to Lapa and James Benincasa. She was a twin and the last of 24 children, and in her later life joined the Mantellata, a group of Dominican laywomen. Thus, we claim her as our patroness. The Gospel we have just heard reminds us that for those who live the commandments of love and keep God's word, God is at home in them. Catherine lived out of her experience and belief in the truth of these words. She was in awe of God's overwhelming and staggering love for all of creation revealed in Jesus. In fact, her whole spirituality grew out of her awareness of the presence of God, of the Trinity, within her. When Catherine was at the age eligible for marriage, her parents were concerned about the amount of time she spent in prayer. So in order to make her worldly and less devout, they deprived her of her room in their home. To cope with this deprivation of a quiet space, and in order to live with all the hustle and bustle of family life, Catherine created a cell in her mind where she would withdraw for quiet contemplation. This was here in her cell of self-knowledge, which she called it, that Catherine learnt the great gift of the divine indwelling that Jesus speaks of in today's Gospel. God never left her, and she never left God. This place, where she experienced the fire of God's love, was the beginning of Catherine's active life on the streets of her native city, Siena. We can already see her likeness to Christ, who began his mission with 40 days of seclusion in the desert. So in the midst of her very active life, Catherine remained deeply contemplative, thus living out the Dominican motto, to contemplate and to give to others the fruits of contemplation. It was this awareness of and belief in the divine indwelling which motivated all that Catherine did. In her book, The Dialogue, Catherine describes St. Dominic as an apostle in the world who sowed God's word wherever he went. Catherine herself longed to be an apostle of God, an apostle of God's word in the world. In other words, a mystic on the road. In the book of her dialogue, she speaks of walking with God, to God, on two feet. Love of God, love of neighbor, contemplation and action. So Catherine's journey through life was thus an inner and an outer journey. The inner journey being where she grew in her relationship with God, and the outer journey which sent her out to meet the needs of her neighbor. It is important to realize that for Catherine, the way of an authentic relationship with God was ordinary, the ordinary way of faith, hope, and love. Even though she herself did experience many mystical phenomena, her prayer life manifested great simplicity, and she felt free to talk about whatever came into her mind. So being ordinary, and hence like us, she had to grow in the awareness of God's presence, using the gifts of her God-given personality and temperament. Grace built on her God-given nature. We're told that Catherine was spontaneous, fiery, and fearless, qualities not always conducive to living a life full of love, peace, and harmony. Catherine, like all women of her time, was uneducated, and thus we come to another aspect of today's gospel, in that Jesus reminds us that his teaching was not his, but came from his Father. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. Yes, it was the Holy Spirit in Jesus who taught Catherine all she knew. Like Jesus, Catherine was a wonderful teacher and preacher, using beautiful images from creation to teach great truths of theology. Her spirituality began, as we have seen, in the cell of self-knowledge, and the story of her life is the story of her contemplative involvement in the world. In 1970, Paul VI named Catherine a Doctor of the Church. As a member of the Order of Preachers, it was fitting that much of her preaching as a theologian, peacemaker, champion of the poor and oppressed, took the form of using creation as the gateway to God. However, Catherine didn't stop at the beauty of nature. She moved to the greater beauty of the human person made in God's image. At the center of all her spirituality stands Jesus Christ, the one who was the perfect image of God. As a Dominican woman who knew she was entrusted with God's word for others, Catherine is a model for all of us who are called to preach the gospel today. I would like to conclude with a couple of prayers from Catherine's writings, which demonstrate her love of creation for prayer and preaching. O eternal Trinity, I have seen your depths, and in them I have seen the beauty of your creature. For seeing myself in you, I have seen that I am your image. O eternal Trinity, you are a matchless, eternal garden, and you hold enclosed within yourself both flower and fruit. You, eternal Trinity, are the artist, and I, your handiwork, have come to know that you are in love with the beauty of what you have made. Amen. Happy Feast of Catherine to all Dominican women and men, all those who are on fire like Catherine with the love of God.